This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I want to go see that Elvis thing.
Yeah.
In a city. Yeah. That looks really good.
Yeah. IMAX might be the way to go on that one.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah,
I think it's February really 20th on IMAX, and then regular theaters on the 27th, okay. I think, okay. If I saw the – went to the movies, and that was the only trailer I saw that was interesting. I'm like, are Jeff and I going to watch this ironically, like for the show, or are we going to actually watch it to enjoy it?
That part of – you know, when Elvis made his comeback and stuff, always kind of reminds me a little bit of being a kid, because my mom was, you know, big into Elvis when he hit the scene, and then when he made his comeback in the '70s, you know, was it really a comeback, or is it that he just kind of, you know, got back out there? And I mean, he never really, he didn't really ever fade away, did he?
Well, he was in the army.
Well, yeah,
that's what he was coming back from.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm in the army now.
Oh. Hey, it's TGO Radio, everybody.
Are we on?
Yeah,
we are. Is this thing on?
Yep. We're recording on January 14th. Before the season even starts.
Yep. Dedication to this thing is what this is all about.
I think it's more like...
And the fact that Brian is bored out of his goddamn fucking skull.
And I'm still out of work and do what I can. I still got gas in the car.
This isn't your full-time job?
No, buddy. My dad today goes, why don't you just call your old boss and apologize? I go, I don't know.
Ron, you silly.
I go, I don't know what I got fired for. What am I going to apologize for? Apologize. I'm not going to apologize. I didn't do anything. Uh-oh.
Boy, I come home from work here. Yeah. And when I got to the studio here, I beat you here, and man, I had to go fucking shit. Boy, it stinks. Smell like fucking burning tires.
I did one of those this morning.
Why is it this? I mean, they come on. It literally smells like fucking rubber burning.
Yeah. Like the Simpsons tire fire.
Yeah, exactly. Called that shit fucking Springfield, baby.
Recording on January 14th for posting on March 7th, it looks like.
March 7th.
So we can take that week off. It's TGO Radio. Terminator timeline stuff.
You know what? Hang on. Let's explore that a little bit more. Do you think if you went in and even just apologized, not even knowing what you're doing, do you think you'd even have a snowball's chance of getting that job back?
Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hot mic.
Hot.
You
think you'd have a snowball's chance of getting that back? Would you want, I mean, would you want it back? I mean, I guess right now.
I mean, I was trying to get out of there in the first place. So.
I know. But not without having something else in the pipe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the pipe.
It may come to that, well, right?
Well, it'll be down at the gas
station.
Pay
that fucking
money. Yeah, yeah. I'll pay the hit on everything except the mortgage. The mortgage is paid for January.
Okay.
So come February 1st, they're going to want to talk to me. But everything else is paid ahead. Some stuff's paid ahead a month or two. And,
okay.
You know, so this is the best shape I've ever been in for a layoff in my whole life, though. So
well, that's
why
good.
Not, that's I why mean, I'm not panicking.
Okay.
But I feel pretty good about winning the unemployment case.
Yeah, also, did you hear anything on that yet? Probably not. Yeah. Okay.
They say it's 3 weeks before stuff gets going, so.
Wow. Okay, that actually doesn't sound as bad as I thought it would be.
No.
Like 3 fucking months, you know?
But anyways, so it's week 5 stuff, and so this is so we can take a...
take a little break.
This is so we can take a break early in the season. We get a we do that thing where we record
you know, a few episodes, and then...
Yeah, and then
you know,
we just...
Go,
Jesus,
wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Pump the fucking brakes. wait a minute.
We took 3 months off here, now I'm exhausted. So that's what this is about, man. We got a couple winners for you this week.
Oh,
this,
buddy.
Every year we do a Chris Hansen thing.
That's kind of become a thing, you know?
Right, right.
But it's fucking great material.
It is, but this year we kind of went a different way. We have two shorter segments this year. This first one is a guy who shows up to the crime house and wants to smoke in 69 with the girl, the underage girl. So this is the first one we're going to watch. Let's see here.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Right, Chris.
Coming up on Takedown with Chris Hansen, this sheriff has a warning for potential child predators.
If you come to this county and try to victimize our children, we're going to try to put you away for a long, long time.
Duh. All right.
This
yeah,
guy,
other counties, it's... It's perfectly,
yeah, no,
all
perfectly,
right,
perfectly logical,
but not in
yeah.
this sheriff's county.
Yeah,
no, you know.
No. Yeah. This guy's not going to stand for it.
He's not.
Nope.
So, didn't seem to get the...
Wow.
By day, is he the gardener?
They ought to be working with paving stones instead of trying to fuck kids. We're recording on January 14th, so it's way past. By the time you guys hear this story, it's way past. But how about Bill and Hillary Clinton refusing to testify on the Epstein stuff?
Oh, I didn't see that.
They put out a 4-page letter saying they're not going to testify.
Well, you do have the right not to incriminate yourself in this country. So,
given his predilection to lie under oath, I wouldn't want to testify either. I have to come out here and defend my kid touching.
I will not get up there and incriminate myself.
I tell you what, I do love that young pussy though. Ooh-wee.
Emma. And he's not going to like the message I have for him.
I'm Chris Hansen.
I know who you are.
Why did you do it?
I just like to talk stuff.
That's it.
Why are you here, Timu Danny Trejo?
You ordered Danny Trejo from Wish, and this is what you get.
This is the guy that showed up.
Danny Trejo. Machete.
Talking stuff on
Tim, that's funny.
Like that.
Jesus. Timu Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Boy, is that spot on. God damn, I'm sorry.
Okay. I keep seeing these videos pop up where it's Timu stuff, like, you know, half of a wine glass and, you know, stuff like this.
Online.
That's what I'm saying.
Sex.
You guys are taking the jail, please.
Now, you scroll through the True Blue stuff and it says, you know, like it's got everything. It's got a, you know, got like a little teaser, you know, to kind of get you used to watch. This one was wanted to 69 and smoke. And I went, yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. We're going to find out about it. Oh, Chris, God damn it. Get to the gimmick.
What's Tuck It Down with Chris Hansen?
Tuck It.
Oh, it's Tuck It Down with the Honorable Chris Hansen.
Tuck It Down. Omaha.
The Honorable Chris Hansen. Tuck It Down.
I saw a thing where True Blue was celebrating their 250,000th subscriber several months ago. So hopefully this is working for old Chris, man. He's making a little bit of money, hopefully.
Hopefully. But keep doing this, baby.
If we're gonna, Chris will do it every year, I promise.
Every year.
For every free episode on YouTube, there are five more on our stream. Buddy, I am...
You're doing this, isn't it?
I think I am going to do it. Yeah.
How much?
$250 a month.
$250 a month? Fuck, I should just spring for it.
Maybe it's $250 for the first month, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
First one's always fucking cheap, you know?
Yeah.
You get you sucked in. You're like, I got to see what's going to happen next.
How much would you... No, seriously, for unfettered access to Chris Hansen, Take Down with Chris Hansen, how much... Like, what would... That'd be worth to you per month.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd pay more than $10 a month for it.
I'd pay $10 for it. Yeah. Okay.
I hope you're enjoying this full free episode of Takedown.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something else you need to know. Only
what, are you in the house?
Knock, knock, knock on the door. God damn it.
What, have you seen my hard drive?
As you're watching this, my cyber investigators are going through here, combing through your hard drive right now.
You got a hard drive I'm going to have to saber saw in half. Into
my
quarters.
Fucking drop in a vat of acid.
The stuff that takes paint off of fucking metal. That's what I'm going to use.
Book a cruise just so you can throw it in the Atlantic.
Book a cruise.
Go out on the promenade at midnight.
Fucking
send it sailing.
Viking funeral for my fucking... shit.
A small portion of our episodes are on YouTube. There are more than 100 episodes on our streaming service,
ad
free and uncensored, at watchtrueblue.com. Use the code YouTube24 to watch them all for $2.50.
We've talked before about doing a second show that's just us
watching these. Probably good.
Yeah.
Probably could make that happen.
Yeah, we should easily
make
that happen.
Something we could offer on Patreon or something, you know, or, you know, for the paid.
Yeah.
Or YouTube Year for $20 off an annual subscription. Also, and this is important, hit the subscribe button below, and we'll see you soon on True Blue.
God, I hope
it was
not.
I
don't want you anywhere near my neighbor.
You know who I don't want to see? This guy at my house.
Yeah, right.
Multi-agency effort to combat child predators. Montgomery County Sheriff Rob Streck tells me the importance of undercover operations like this.
You've got a lot of things to deal with in Montgomery County. Where does this rank, a sting operation like this?
We do have a lot of issues going on. We have mental health issues. We have substance abuse issues, probably a little higher than some. But this is one of those crimes that doesn't get a lot of attention. I don't know if it's because people don't like talking about it or thinking about it. But obviously for us, it ranks as one of our highest issues that we have
Sheriff,
to try to deal
with. You don't listen to TGO radio.
Big priority for us.
Deal with. And unfortunately, it is so labor intensive and so many resources need to be dedicated. It's not.
Bullets are cheap, man, I think. Cheaper.
Something that you can do every day, all day long. So that's why these stings are so important.
Man, if I were a cop, I'd fucking look so forward to doing some stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just bust some dirt bags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh.
So that we can at least try to get word out there, try to make a message that if you come to this county, there's a good chance that when you walk through the door, somebody's going to be waiting for you, and it's not going to be the child that you're trying to victimize.
It ain't going to be a 14-year-old girl.
No.
Members of the Human Trafficking Task Force working on this investigation are handpicked from state and federal agencies.
This is a major operation.
Major operation.
multi-agency task force.
Get to the creep. Fuck. I know we explain every episode, though. We're explaining the same shit. At this point, we know the bit.
Long-time viewers, Chris. Let's get to it.
Not a first-time caller. Long-time viewers, though.
Long-time viewers.
Let's go.
We know what's happening. Let's go.
We know. We got it, Chris. We got to get through this.
You've got the feds involved, Homeland Security. You've got other agencies surrounding Montgomery County. It's a major effort.
Yeah, it is. We were lucky enough to work with the state 2 years ago and begin a human trafficking task force. And we have several drug task forces that do such great work. But while they were out working, we were running into these cases with human trafficking being involved. And we really didn't have the necessary resources to deal with that how we should. So we were lucky enough to start up the Human Trafficking Task Force, so they took the lead along with the Ohio Attorney General.
We got it. Let's get to the creep.
Say human trafficking one more time, Sheriff. I dare you.
We gotta,
I double dare you, motherfucker.
Gotta get to the fucking kid toucher. Let's go. That's where the comedy is. There's no comedy in this fat fuck talking. God damn.
Organized investigation unit.
God, somebody fucking wave a Krispy Kreme in front of him so we can get to the fucking kid toucher.
Somebody wave a fucking chocolate donut under his nose so we'll quit talking. Beat it, you fucking...
Those organizations and then all our local partner organizations, you know, we were able to dedicate several days to this. And once again, unfortunately, you can do this and people just keep coming, which is a scary thing.
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Why don't you dedicate yourself to some Ozempic, you fat fuck?
Dedicate yourself to a fucking salad. Low-carb diets there, Sheriff.
Sheriff. About his duties to the kid touchers.
Another scary thing is that it's only 9 a.m. and we receive word that an alleged child predator is already on his...
It's all hours.
Yep. Ball bag is still full at 9 a.m.
His way.
We just want to make sure we cover our bases to meet the elements of the crime, and then we'll send him to jail.
After the briefing, it's time to hustle to the Sting House. The task force
more briefing.
Gets...
More briefing.
Fucking... Chris Hansen's walking around a little stoop-shouldered here in his older age. He's,
Well, talking about these kid touches, he's probably got a fucking raging heart on.
Pitching a tent.
You suppose that's why?
Geared up.
You suppose he goes home after all these and just fucking, just abuses the shit out of himself?
I mean, I can't speak for him, but I do. All right, I mean, you can't fuck him, but have you seen how sexy they are? God damn it, I mean...
Up as my crew puts all the cameras and microphones in place to capture the takedown. This is...
it's a camera the size of a Buick. They put into a little vase with five roses in it. And it's like, oh no, no one's ever going to see that. It's fucking, it's the size of your fucking palm, that camera. God damn.
You know what that looks like? Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. That is Timu Zach De La Roche or whatever the fuck his name
Broke
is.
Broke Zach De La Roca?
Roca. Or it could be that caveman from the fucking insurance commercials.
6-year-old Richard, and he's coming to meet with someone he thinks is a 15-year-old girl.
This guy is a mess. And I got to tell you, they show a girl kind of looking out the window and, you know, just between us girls, I don't know who's trying to fuck this pig. She is a mess. I don't know who's trying. She's passively Asian. Fucking
passively Asian.
Look, now I got to fucking bleep that name out.
About to commit a few felonies before some people even have breakfast. Captain Terry...
You haven't had breakfast by 9 o'clock. You know, figure your fucking day out.
What are you doing?
I had breakfast by fucking, you know, 7 today before the snow started. I ran to McDonald's. I got no money, but I today I went. I'm going to treat myself to some McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah. I'm going to start borrowing money. Hey, man, like I need...
Hey, man.
I need $50. I got to stay in my McDonald's habit.
You got any more of them McGriddles?
You got any more of those McGriddles, Joe Rogan?
Ebels oversees the Montgomery County human trafficking operation.
Should we
get it? Can we get to the fucking kid butcher?
Should we video store Fear Factory?
Ooh, never thought of that. That
with Knoxville?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's doing that now.
Mm-hmm. You have,
yeah, maybe.
You have no idea how happy I was to learn the news the other morning.
Oh,
of the new Jackass movie.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to heal the nation. I do think that. Man, pumped up for that Jackass movie.
What, June?
June 26th or something like that, yeah. God, we went to the last one and had a fucking
had a
blast.
Yeah, those are fun.
Oh.
We've been going to, not all of them, but we've been to
several. We've been the last few together, yeah. Uh-huh. Get that on Blu-ray. Maybe I'll watch that again tonight. God damn, is that a funny movie. Jackass Forever.
Yeah.
Before 10:30 in the morning.
What whips my ass about Jackass Forever is that the V is a heart. For some reason, that's always whipped my ass.
The first guy is set to show up. What do we know about him? 36 years old, here for a teenage girl.
Yes. He had been chatting with what he thought was a teenage girl. They had agreed for him to come over. He wanted to have oral sex with her, as well as engage in sexual intercourse in different positions.
And he was going to bring weed.
Yes.
Weed. This guy looks like a weed smoker. Yeah. Faux show.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to bring some marijuana and condoms with him.
Marijuana.
And it's clear from the chat that he knows he's talking to somebody who's underage.
That's correct.
After a bus ride to the neighborhood, Richard is on foot, even sauntering past a...
Yeah, he is.
Brings the bus in and then walks.
Because if you're going to impress a girl...
Because the teen girl he thinks he's been talking to is black. Our on-site decoy is white.
That girl is Asian. She's a chunky Asian girl.
And so the deputies on scene here will take down this suspect at the door.
And he's walking up to your front door now.
That one's trying to meet an underage black girl. Let's be serious for a minute. Except young black guys in their early 20s. They've kind of cornered the market on those girls, though.
Hey, speaking of black predators, did I send you that clip last week? The Edmonton Oilers and the the NHL team that's the Predators, Nashville Predators played, and people were calling it the Diddy Bowl, the Oilers and the Predators. I about lost my fucking mind when I saw. I can't believe I didn't send that to you yet. Maybe I saved it because I wanted to talk about it on the show. The fucking Diddy Bowl. It's fucking genius. It makes you angry that you didn't think of it yourself. The Oilers have been around forever, and the Predators have been around for a while now, too. It's like, oh, man. Fucking makes me mad when I miss that shit. That low-hanging fruit, you know? It's right there. Like a joke, staring you in the face. Let me see if I still have clip on my phone.
I don't know how to say this, so I'll just say it the way I'm thinking, but I love that I live in a time where people can think of those jokes. You know what I mean? Like, I love...
The fucking Diddy Bowl.
Oh, like, I love that joke exists in the world. And I think that the world is a better place for that joke existing.
Of course.
And I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. Holy fucking dog shit. I flung my glasses off. That was really funny. The Diddy Bowl.
The Diddy Bowl.
Oh.
Stand by.
The task force is poised to greet Richard and get him into cuffs.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Bring him in here. Bring him in here.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm just selling Boy Scout cookies.
After reading Richard his rights and asking him a few questions, it's my...
This cat is a mess. What?
...turn to make this day even worse for Richard.
Ooh.
Hey, Richard. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Okay, hang on. You gotta pause this.
What would make you more angry? The cops greeting you at the door, and you're like, oh, fuck, now I'm going to jail for this. And then out from the back room steps Chris Hansen.
Look at his fucking face. I don't think this guy's been surprised by anything since the Clinton administration.
Hey, can you bring the cops back in the room, please?
Good gracious. I think this guy is confused by a bus schedule. He has had it. He's up against it.
He might be confused by a bar of soap.
Well, that's, yeah.
Comb. You know, toiletries seem to elude him.
Yes. Did CVS you get robbed before you got there? Before you walked over?
Why don't you co-molest a CVS girl?
You can eat pussy, you don't shave? What are we doing here, Timu Trejo?
Up here today.
What are they to talk about? Y'all are here recording and everything. What are they to talk about?
Well, I'm trying to understand how it is that you got into this situation today.
Just being stupid, like I said.
Being stupid. What was your plan here today?
Okay, all right. Hang on. Pause. So you're in this fit. You know,
this guy turns away from Hansen in disgust. Like Hansen is the problem.
If you seriously did not know who Chris Hansen was, and you're out sitting on that couch, you just got busted for soliciting an underage child, and if you but you have to know. I mean, Chris Hansen's been doing this for 50 fucking years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I mean, you've got to know. Would you maybe just, like, you know, the cops are there. They've already got you. You're in cuffs. You're going to jail for this. Would you not just double down and go, Hansen goes, what are you doing? Hey, man, I like underage pussy. You know, would you just start answering the questions, honestly?
There was one guy in the NBC Dateline stuff that goes, it's just a pure form of sex. The younger
virgins. Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was one guy that copped to it.
Yeah, see, that's where you need the stall with the drain.
Yeah.
Right there in the living
yep.
room.
Yep.
I just told him everything.
Okay, well, I need to hear it as well. So it'd be good if you explained it to me, too.
Oh, he's got a problem with his natural. This guy's haircut is a disaster.
You know, he could be also Team Eugene Simmons. Say God of Thunder.
I want to stroke my cock all night. This guy wanted to smoke weed at 69 with a kid, man. That's his whole gimmick. Wow.
And maybe later on invent fire. Try to harness the power of the wheel.
Look at caveman looking cocksucker. Fucking Ringo Starr ass. You got to be 71 to know that Ringo Starr was in a movie called Caveman.
Dude, I bet you there's people our age that wouldn't get that fucking joke.
You got to go work on the aqueduct after this. I'd love to sit around here and talk to you, but I have to go take some gravestones and make a road out of it. He's old. He's looking rough, I'm telling you, folks.
All right, Grog, answer his questions.
Fucking Grog. Oh, shit.
Oh. Look, Grog, just answer the questions, all right?
Grog is up against it. That's a hard 36, man.
He's 36?
36. And you and I both know he was sitting at the library typing to this girl. There's no way he was at home doing it.
Hey, dude, I highly doubt he's got a permanent home.
Showers at the gas station.
Yeah, right.
Fucking Grog. What's up, Grog?
It is fun to stay at the YMCA. Well,
that's what I hear.
I mean, you're chatting online with a girl who told you she was 15.
Yeah, after the fact.
After the fact. But you knew she was 15.
Yes, I did. You were right.
And what were you going to do here today with this girl?
Like I said, we talked about it, but that wasn't my intentions. I didn't bring them. I didn't bring none of them.
You didn't bring what?
No condoms.
No condoms.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Grog had a change of heart. I'm going bareback.
You got to live her.
Caveman in it.
You got to let her live in fear a little bit. I get it, Grog. I get it, buddy. Fucking caveman ass.
My idea was brought the weed. Like I said, we was going to do a smoke.
Smoke.
Smoke some weed.
You brought weed. Yep. Right.
Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke
some weed.
If you smoked the weed.
I'm going home.
And she was willing.
To my kids.
You got your kids. But here's.
He's going back to his kids. I've got news for Grog. When he gets back home, I'm trying to fuck his kids.
Hey, Grog, while you're here, listen, we've got a surprise for you, Grog. Yes. While you were here, we sent a predator over to your house to look on in on your kids.
He is 3 fingers deep in your daughter right now. Grogette.
Pebbles.
The fucking Pebbles is hilarious.
That's the thing I don't understand. And Richard, maybe you can explain it to me. You've got a 2- and a 5-year-old at home?
Yes. Oh.
And you left them?
No.
Well, you're not with them.
They're not at home now. Their mother is dropping them off to me because she got to work tonight.
Well, I have some distressing news for formerly Mrs. Grog.
Your mother is dropping them off to you.
Because she got to work tonight.
So you were just going to stop by here.
I'm supposed to go to work tomorrow.
But you're here today. Instead of waiting at home to meet your children, you're here today to meet another child after a sexually charged conversation online.
Can you just come on and take me to jail?
There you go, buddy. Grog. That is right to the fucking point, baby. Yep.
Get me out of here. Get me to that rock prison.
He is done with Chris Hansen's gimmick.
I'm going to fucking take a pelican and saw off the bars of the jail and get out.
Oh, fuck me running.
Oh, shit.
Help me to understand this.
I think you understand, Chris.
I think
now
you're
just
got
being
it.
A dick. Now you're, just rubbing, now you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Which is what I was hoping the girl would do.
You sent a picture of your penis to this girl, right?
Now, come on, Chris. Everybody knows you don't send your real dick pic.
Cock bad.
Get one off. Cock bad.
Richard, you sent a picture of your penis.
Hey, dick.
Hey. A Grog unit.
To someone who told you she was 15 years old.
And I guess, Grog, my question is, when's the last time you washed that thing?
Grog looks, you know, looks like he could be half black, but I bet it's just dirt.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Wash
your face. You talked about 69.
Oh.
You talked about oral sex. BJ. And then you show up here today. At 10:30 in the morning on a Tuesday.
Well, he's got stuff to do tonight. He told you. He told you what's going on.
Come on, man.
Jeez.
Cut him a break, Chris.
What should happen to you?
I said I made a mistake.
You made a mistake?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
No, never. Y'all can look at my record. Never. Never. Stuff I've been in jail for is weed, trespass, stuff like that, man. I don't. Like I said, I made a mistake.
It's easy to trespass where he lives because there's no doors. They're all stone huts. Fucking Flintstones days.
There's no windows.
No.
It's just a hole in the rock. No.
We got to teach you radio. He's a caveman.
Oh, Take it off, Betty.
Talking to an underage, well, we really ain't here, but you know what I'm saying? Still having a conversation with an underage, you know what I'm saying?
Minor. Right. You can look at me.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
You know what I'm saying?
Your fucking little brother them right there.
I made a mistake.
So today was the very...
I'm the predator now.
I'm the kid toucher now.
Very first day in your life, you decided to chat up a teenage girl and come over.
36 years. Like I said, sir.
It's hard to believe this would be your first time, Richard.
Like I said, look at my record. It is my first time, sir.
The first time you got
first
caught.
First time caught. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
No, first time ever. Y'all can go through my phone. All my, like I said, I gave him permission for all that. We're
going through your phone right now there, Grog.
I don't know if you want to offer that. Mr. Wise, can we go through your phone? No.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
You can go through this phone if you want. This phone's no problem. The jerk phone, you're not going to get hell or high water. What a Viking funeral, that jerk phone.
It's at the bottom of the Caribbean Ocean.
Buddy, it is gone. The Jimmy Hoffa's body, it's gone.
Wow. Ever. Why? I'm not going to lie to you, sir. I've been honest here the whole time. So why would I lie now?
Why would you send a picture of your penis?
Like I said, I made a mistake.
But what was the intent? I mean, what was the purpose?
You're this dirty motherfucker. I need you to wash it. Do you mind if I have something so I can wash this down?
That is a tasty beverage.
It is a tasty
beverage.
What no purpose, sir?
But you did it.
It was no purpose. Like I said.
You're married, Richard?
Legally.
Legally. Separated?
Yeah.
Legally.
And you've got kids?
Yes, sir.
Well, how would you feel if
I would
somebody showed up to
you're right. You're
be
right.
With your children?
You're absolutely right. I would be pissed. I would be pissed. Like I said, I made a mistake.
You made a mistake. You got a fucking problem, pal.
What's wrong?
He goes, look at the stuff I've been to jail for. So this is not his first go-around. He understands, you know, the process.
Trespassing.
He's familiar with the system. Yeah.
Nobody do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
But why did you do it?
Like I said, when I smoke my weed, man, I just like to talk stuff, you know.
You were talking stuff online.
That's what I'm saying.
Sex.
That's what I'm saying.
69.
All right.
BJ.
Yes,
all right, Chris. We know what a 69 is. He's fucking... God, he's trying to get me to jerk off in my own studio here. Fucking hell. Yeesh.
It's hard for me to believe that you weren't going to have sex with this girl if there was a girl here and we were not here.
Like I said, no, I wasn't. I didn't bring no condoms.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Attaboy. 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 Good.
Raw dog it.
I used to say to a girl, like when I met a new girl, I'd say, so like, what's your birth control situation? Letting you know, there's no bags in this fucking, nothing in this pocket. I'm telling you.
Yes, it does matter. That does matter to
you
me.
You can have sex without a condom, Richard.
I don't know. No.
Oh, no, not me. That's why I got two kids.
Mm-mm. No, not me.
So, Richard, what would happen if we were here at a girl
I sent the pictures of the condoms. I'm sure you got that information.
Shit. Wait a minute.
Condoms are for teenagers.
I would have talked her out of ever talking to people like me again.
Awesome.
Right.
But what else is that? I didn't bring them. My intentions was to smoke. That's what y'all found on me.
You couldn't smoke at home? You had to come all the way over here.
You got no 14-year-olds at home, Chris.
Duh,
they're too young at home.
I'm going where the trim is. Do you not know? You've been married for a long time. You might not know how this process works, but
just meet a friend. That's all.
Meet a friend. Like I said, after a sexually charged conversation in which you sent a picture of your penis.
Like I said, you're just, right. Can y'all just take me
your
to jail?
Your penis friend. All right, Richard. Richard,
you keep talking about the same thing.
Richard, there's something.
Like I said, I know I made a mistake. I was wrong. I was very wrong. Should nobody have to do that? But can you just take me to jail, man?
He really is. He's pissed. He's like, God damn, I've had it with this shit.
Yeah, he's mad. Oh, that pre-cum's getting cold in his underwear. Distressing.
Starting to curdle.
Yeah, it is. Oh, nothing worse.
I don't want
to
be questioned.
What should happen to you?
I mean, I'm going to jail regardless. But like I said, I made a mistake. I wish I could go home. I wish I could get my kids. I wish I could go to work in the morning, but it's not going to happen.
How do you explain this to your kids?
I can't. That's something I can't.
Daddy got arrested.
Daddy got arrested.
In a sting operation.
Yep.
Trying to have sex with a child.
not his kids. Relax.
He old Grog stops. He turns seriously, looks at Chris Hansen, goes, "Would you please come over and tell my kids for me?"
Now that's a video I want to see.
What's their mom going to say?
Who's in charge?
Well, Richard, there's something you need to know. I'm Chris Hansen.
Yes, sir. I know. You got me on TV.
You know I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Have you seen the stories before?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd be in one of these investigations?
No, sir.
Always Buddy, been my dream to be on your show, Chris.
I have, I just right this moment got a creeping suspicion that something's going to happen. And it's going to be, I win the unemployment case and spend 6 months on my couch watching True Blue with Chris. Can't gamble.
Taking that early retirement, huh?
Can't gamble. I'm not going to lie to you. I was on vacation last week. I mean, that was,
oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Reality fucking sets in. Your stomach starts going.
Buddy, I'm not going to lie to you. I have never been better situated for a layoff than I am right
now.
I mean, in my 53 years, I've never been better situated for a layoff than I am right now. It's really something.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. And
what do you tell people who will see this story?
That I made a mistake.
Do you have any warning for other guys who may try to do the same thing?
Y'all on chat lines, do not talk to nobody. Have conversations with nobody like that. None of that.
Jerking is king. Buddy,
just lube your fist. I mean, I know we, every time we do these, we have the same, but just lube your fist. There was nothing to be gained.
No. You guys just take me to jail, please.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
No, sir.
Yes. All right. Richard, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, look, thanks for playing our game. We've got some consolation prizes for you. Yes. Gene, tell him what he's won.
Ah, it is 3 to 6 years of prison rape.
Richard not only has to explain to his children one day what happened to him, his ex-wife, the mother of those children, but his bosses at the chicken stand as to why he's not going to be.
Oh, not the chicken stand.
That's like the cherry on top of this story.
Not the chicken, well.
The chicken stand.
Hang on. Of course the chicken stand.
You're right.
Of course.
It wouldn't be. His boss is at the accounting firm.
Yeah, he's not working at Berkshire Hathaway. Of course it's the chicken stand. Grog is working at the chicken stand. Of course he is.
Grog works full-time at the pterodactyl wing stand.
He brings the great big brontosaurus ribs out to your car, drops them on the side, your car flips over. Grog is the one.
What is he going to tell his bosses at the chicken stand?
Grog is the one cooking those brontosaurus ribs up.
Oh.
However will the chicken stand get by now?
Oh, shit. What are they going to do who's
going to think of the chicken stand?
For God's sakes, Chris,
God's
think
sake,
of the chicken stand.
Someone think of the chicken stand.
Someone think of the chickens. The chicken stand. What's happened to the chicken stand?
Of course it's the chicken stand. I didn't think he was going to go work at, you know, fucking the corporate offices of Costco after this.
What are they going to say at the board meeting tomorrow when Grog doesn't show up?
He's a linchpin holding this company together. Oh, shit. Oh, fucking Grog. MIA grog.
Chickens.
Of course, it's the chicken stand.
You could not have Jeff, made it. If we'd have sat here for an hour and theorized on what grog did for employment,
100%,
we would never have gotten to the chicken.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Never. Absolutely never have gotten to the chicken stand.
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
God, replay that part about the chicken. That was fucking awesome. I love it.
Mountain Dew or crab juice.
Coca-Cola.
He's at the Coca-Cola stand in front of the World Trade Center. Simpsons reference. Coca-Cola.
No
Mountain Dew. Crab juice.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I'll take the crab juice. Best fucking That episode is just chock full of fucking great ones.
That is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
That's on my Mount Rushmore Simpsons episodes for me.
Richard not only has to explain to his children one day what happened to him, his ex-wife, the mother of those children, but his bosses at the chicken stand as to why he's not going to be able to work.
You know what's even better about that you didn't catch? Not his boss.
No.
At the chicken stand.
The boss is.
He's got 8 people telling him when he fucks up. 8, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
Bosses at the chicken stand.
That's right.
How many bosses do you need at a chicken stand?
Well, you got one teenager that kind of runs the place.
That's true, yeah.
The owner kind of floats in and out.
Tomorrow.
That teenager's going to be pissed. Oh, yeah. Little black girl. She's probably 20. You know, she's gonna be so mad.
I ain't seen Grog all goddamn morning. Where the fuck's Grog? I'm motherfucking gonna be late again. Smoking his weed, touching his kids.
Fuck that Grog.
He's gonna be taken away to the county jail, and the legal process will begin. Richard was indicted by a grand jury and charged with 3 felonies. Importuning, which is the act of soliciting a minor to engage in sexual activity, possession of criminal tools, and displaying a harmful...
They used to call my cock in the fucking early 2000s.
Possession.
It was a criminal tool. Then I got a couple shots and it cleared right up.
Yeah.
I beat those charges.
Matter to juveniles. While it was alarming that an alleged child predator showed up to the sting house.
I'm going to tell you also why I hate Grog, because they're showing the front of the house.
Yeah.
He's walking up to the front door of the house, and he cuts through the grass like a fucking cunt.
Fucking heathen.
I hate him. I fucking hate him for his kid touching, for the chicken stand, for his walking through the grass. I fucking hate this.
Guys
didn't
labor all day putting that fucking goddamn driveway in for you to walk on the lawn, Grog.
And again, they got a camera at the base of the driveway. You don't see that?
Well, that's peculiar. There's a camera out here in the driveway. Maybe I'll just go straight instead of walking up the fucking laneway.
Jesus.
So early in the morning, Sheriff Streck understands the psyche of the...
Sheriff Streck's belt is fighting for its life. Holy fucking dog shit. I've had it with Sheriff Streck and his fucking fat gut. Oh, and his fucking madman tie. I hate him.
His perpetrators. The first guy to surface showed up at the house at 10:30 in the morning after taking a bus and then walking to meet a teenage girl for sex. What does that tell you?
Well, unfortunately, when you're dealing with these predators, these sexual predators, something inside their head, they just can't stop. And they go to...
I think it's their head. I think it's their balls. I think if you whack that mule, you'd go a long way to...
Great limits to try to meet and go along with their fantasy.
That's a handsome guy, huh?
Poor Grog.
Grog is a mess. Ugh. If you're going to have a beard that patchy, why even fucking grow one?
No, I know, exactly.
He fucking stinks.
See, and like you say, they'll drive for hours, they'll go to different states, they'll walk in snow, whatever it takes, if they think they're going to be able to...
That's how good that stuff is.
It's the color of the pussy, Sheriff.
That's how good that stuff... That's, I mean, phew.
Act out that fantasy.
Sheriff Streck took an oath to serve and protect the county's residents, especially...
I think he took an oath to serve and protect Krispy Kreme, this fat fuck.
As many fucking donuts as he can.
You took an oath to park in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, this fucking asshole. What's Sheriff, what are you doing on vacation this year? Well, I'm going to go about the Midwest and just stop and take selfies at various donut shops. Fat fuck.
Doing the Krispy Kreme world tour.
Ooh.
Here.
I'm not going to lie, I'd go on that tour.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
My fat ass would go on that tour. No joke.
Actually, it's children.
This particular guy, Richard, claims that he wasn't
Grog.
Going to do anything, that it was his first time. And then he's concerned because the mother of his children is going to drop those children off later in the day, and he's got to be back to care for them. But he's in a house, a stranger's house.
You make one phone call, right? You got to go, all right, listen. You got to call the ex.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm not going
to
be there.
And then you got to go, listen, I need you to call the chicken stand. Don't let them know.
Tell them I ain't going to be there in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there tonight.
I'm not going to be there for the next 3 to 5 years.
You know what? If my alternatives were prison or work at the chicken stand, I may also choose jail, to be honest with you.
Three hots and a cot, baby.
Yeah, I mean.
You're sexually.
You know what?
If it takes a big dick up your ass every once in a while.
Charged conversation with a decoy posing as a teenage girl. It's mind-boggling.
It is. These people were out there, and that's the scary thing. People see it or hear about it or watch your shows, and they say, oh my, I cannot believe that. Well, unfortunately, it's happening, and it's happening everywhere, and that's why we have to protect our children, and that's why...
blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So, while we saw that, we saw one... a shorter video, 10 minutes or so, about Chris Hansen's best comebacks.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to watch the Chris Hansen's best comebacks to Kid Touchers. Uh-oh.
You shit again? Ooh.
That was righteous. Right. Get to the fucking thing.
Editors came with excuses. I came with questions and a few sharp one-liners. These are the best of them.
And remember that dude? We did that one. A guy that looked like Peter Wolf. It was Timu Peter Wolf.
Timu Peter Wolf, yeah. Dollar store Peter Wolf.
Yeah.
Possibly do that.
Fucking, you had the line on that one. I think you had Peter Wolf. And fucking yeah. So funny. Right, Chris. Jesus Christ.
Oh, tuck it down there.
Ooh, Omaha. The kid I used to work with fucking was obsessed with that scene from the league. Omaha. With the fucking Timothy Oliphant. Fucking so funny. He was obsessed with that scene. Okay, Chris, we got it. Get to the fucking
I feel that this whole situation has been presented to me in a very misleading manner. Does that sound more accurate?
Why? Because the authorities are here, I'm here, and you wanted to have a 15-year-old girl ride reverse cowgirl on you?
I mean, to be fair.
Well,
I mean to be fair.
You know. Well, yeah. Now I can tell you've tried it there, Chris. You know.
Sounds good to me. Feels like velvet, I bet.
It's like velvet. Crushed velvet.
Well, when I get done with her, it will be.
I was just trying to keep it feeding and keep it feeding and keep it, but it didn't.
It sounds like you're trying to keep it feeding so you can go feed on a 14-year-old girl. Then. But that doesn't make sense.
Like I said, my plan was half-cocked. I had no...
Well, quite literally half-cocked, you fat... Can you even get hard, you fat fuck?
Can you find it?
No one's fucking this fat piece of garbage.
Half cock for sure. It sounds like it was full cock to me.
Get it? Because that's a cock joke.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking here.
You were worried as to whether or not...
This was a setup.
There was a setup. Or
yeah,
if the police were here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's suspicious as fuck.
Yeah, it is suspicious AF, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay.
And what do you do for the ghost tour company?
I give tours.
Tours of what?
Well,
ghosts.
Ghost dummy.
Dummy. What is this? Oh, fuck, Chris.
What do you think?
What, you think I work at a chicken stand or something? You fucking dullard.
I got promoted up from the chicken stand. Now I work for ghost tours.
And over here, we have the ghost of Marie Antoinette. Everybody wave. You see her waving? What a gimmick. What a dude! We need to do ghost tours.
Ghost tours?
God yeah. damn!
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think you're right.
Downtown Orlando sites that are haunted.
You feel a little bit haunted yourself now?
Yes.
Here, you guys are haunted pussy.
Haunted pussy droppings? There are many there who let man eat haunted pussy.
Haunted pussy.
See if I have
a tackle one. Box.
That's just what that is. It's a tackle box.
God damn, that's so funny.
Made my jaw drop many times.
It's girls out there like who have let men eat haunted pussy. A haunted pussy is a pussy where she had an abortion less than a month ago and let him eat the pussy knowing that it is cemetery juice dripping out her pussy. Haunted pussies are a problem in this country. A lot of guys have been digesting haunted pussy droppings. And I don't think that's fair. That man deserved to know that a life was yanked out that tackle box if it's been less than a month. That's all I'm trying to say, man. People need to tell the truth. That's right. They got a tackle box. God damn it. There's all kind of hooks, bait, dead fish smell, little lines in there. Hey, a lot of bitches walk around with tackle boxes down there, man. All kind of dead fish heads will be in that pussy if they can look up in that motherfucker. Wow. But that don't stop you from liking her. But you deserve to know that you are eating life yanked womb. Life yanked womb. Is that the official name for aborted pussy? What? Oh, okay, fuck it. Y'all motherfuckers up.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best.
They're filming me, I feel like I'm being violated.
Well, I think the violation was going to take place if we weren't here and there was a 15-year-old girl with whom you would have had sex based upon the conversation you had online.
What did you mean when you said, I want to taste your knees?
I mean, that's what I said. I ain't gonna lie to you.
She's gonna be your barbecue tonight.
Hell no.
Gee whiz. Wow.
I ain't no cannibal, Chris.
Gee whiz.
And you're telling me you were going to back out? Back out of what?
I would.
Looks like you wanted to back out with the girl onto the couch and have sex.
Well, that's not much of a comeback. It's more of a declarative statement of intentions. Yeah, it's not much of a comeback, though.
Oh, I want that fucking Appetite for Destruction poster behind there.
Oh, you're naked, Ryan.
Well, I finished up with my last delivery down in Bruce Township.
And you're going to make another delivery here, a different kind.
Yeah, he was.
Dropping off a load.
Yeah, he was.
Sexual kind.
I was not going to.
The store, everything would have stayed open.
Yeah.
Including those legs, am I right, buddy? And there's another fat fuck.
This piece
no one's
shit.
Fucking this fat guy. This fucking genetic disaster thought he won the lottery. He fooled a kid into fucking him. I can't believe how lucky I am.
God,
here.
She's actually going to fuck me.
and then to make the trip and to be so self-delusional as to think that you've earned that, you know, that you've actually convinced. It's the coup of the century if this fat fuck convinces a 15-year-old girl to come over. And
driving over, he's all fucking pumped up. Yeah, buddy, I'm gonna fucking hammer it. Yeah.
Dead buddy, the only thing that guy's going to hammer is a Subway. So.
Quarter pounder on the way home.
Yeah, that guy's not going to hammer anything. Not a nail, not a pussy, nothing. Oh.
Yeah, until you got ready to have sex and then you would have closed it.
How is semi-truck Thomas going to drive his way out of this one?
I fuck around, shave my mustache off, and I keep this on.
Fucked around and found out is what happened.
Atta boy, Chris. Yeah. That'll be isolated for this year's shows. Fucked around and found out is what happened.
Chris going on some covert spy mission right after this or what?
Really, he's
going
to go.
That sexy black turtleneck
fucking
on there.
Set a Mission Impossible, this asshole.
That's Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. He's damn glad to meet you.
He is damn glad to meet you.
Yeah.
It turns out Brian did exactly what it says on his hat.
I'm too old. I couldn't perform if I wanted to.
Well, what do you...
The buddy, we know.
Exactly.
doing messing around doing it in the first place? You see how it looks, Dave? You're 7 years old.
Because the website that she is on, there are a bunch of creepy dudes who...
Boy, it would still feel good, though. Even if it's a whip. Stick it in a girl's mouth would still feel pretty good. So... I'm not defending Dave, but I'm saying... Buddy, that guy is 70 years old.
70 years old out fucking hunting underage tail. A creep. Buddy, he's a creep.
If I am jerking off at 70, I demand to be euthanized. God damn. Like, hopefully when I'm 70, I'll have a 55-year-old girlfriend or something, and, you know.
Don't want to do this.
It looks like you're one of those effing creepy dudes right now, Ron.
When you started I was just driving.
And you were just out and about, or where were you going to?
Cruising.
From? Cruising.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising for what?
Well, not what?
Cruising for love?
No. For love?
You're putting yourself in danger.
Right. But there's 100 places you could be tonight, Jamie. 100 places. And you chose this one.
Yeah.
And guess what? You chose wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, didn't he just die? Is that Bob Weir?
Is that Bob Weir? Ooh, discount Bob Weir showed up in this fucking compilation. Ooh. That is. If Data from Star Trek Next Generation could get old, he'd look like this guy. I fucking hate him.
Oh my God, he does. Jesus Christ.
Brent Spiner is that guy. I can think of his name. Discount Brent Spiner. Dollar General Brent Spiner showed up to the fucking trap house.
My thing is I want to explore.
You want to explore?
I want to explore.
You want to explore some catchers?
Why is that so funny?
I don't know, but I can't have a guy that looks like...
Don't you
I can't have a guy that looks like my father sitting talking about banging kids, man. I can't have it. Again, this is another guy that he's got this huge gut on this fucking guy.
Hasn't had a hard on since the Carter administration. He's fucking...
Heard about Three Mile Island and had a chubby fucking...
You're an adventurer.
Yes, the adventure, the... Yeah.
Right.
That's what...
Why don't you climb a mountain or something as opposed to come over and rape a 13-year-old girl? Did you...
Why don't you fucking... You gotta explore some fucking liposuction. That waddle is profound.
He got a neck pussy?
Buddy, no not even a 13-year-old looks at that guy and goes, that's me. Yeah. I mean, you gotta stop with this. You gotta... You don't. I'd love to see the IQ test. Bob, before we take you downtown, I need you to do this IQ test real fast. There is no way any of these guys have an IQ over 81.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way. Look at this missing link asshole right here.
Looks like he's Grog's fucking next door neighbor.
Fucking hell.
You want to impregnate her?
Absolutely no.
No.
Can we have sex raw, you ask?
Yeah.
Correct.
That doesn't seem like you're being very careful there.
I made a mistake.
With raw chickens.
Aim for the stomach. It's all right. Chris, you're a real defeatist on this.
Didn't he win a Super Bowl with the Bears in 85?
Fucking.
Dime store Mike Ditka.
Why is old Ken Burns in the fucking track?
Me too. Oh shit!
I'm 64. Thank you. I
can't wait till Hanson reaches 69. Oh, he should do some kind of special show.
Oh, can't wait.
Appreciate that. You look good too.
Thank you.
Except you got handcuffs on.
Yeah. No. Gee.
What?
Yeah. that's a real pisser.
What's up with this? What is that about?
Okay, that's an identification. Write something on the paper. I was like, oh, then I'll know. I'll pick it up. Yeah, I got my soul up.
Safe to say, I'm not touching that paper now.
Well, you know how to make yourself right at home, don't you? Have a seat on that stool.
That guy showed up naked.
Oh, that.
Fucking hell.
Hey, look, if you're going to commit to this, then commit.
I have, in my 53 years, and let me tell you, from about 15 to about 4 in my early 40s.
He's laying it down.
I tore through some fucking pussy. Never in my 53 fucking years did I walk into a house and just fucking take my clothes off. Even if a girl asked, there's no fucking way.
There. Nope. Why did you come over here?
I really didn't want to see her.
You just wanted to see her? Fake. You're just going to give her Skittles?
Yes. I put this on.
So you're the Skittles delivery man here in town?
No. I mean,
because you came over here to have sex with a 15-year-old girl?
I did not. I came
Justin, over here. Why did you come over here? Just to play checkers? Chess? What, are you going to read her a bedtime story? You going to give her some milk and cookies?
So what, you were going to come here and do land?
Milk and cookies, am I right?
Milk and cookie.
Landscaping?
No.
No, you're going to come here and meet a 15-year-old girl for sex?
No.
Okay, I didn't come here for anything illegal. I came here to hang out. That was.
Have you met?
We did that one last year.
Yeah.
And other 14-year-old boys from
Absolutely
this website?
Not.
Have you told other 14-year-old boys you want a
Absolutely
BJ
not
and you want that ass?
Absolutely not.
After you said that you wanted
Absolutely
him to
not
suck your neck.
Absolutely not.
Talked about my neck. I want that ass.
Talked about.
No.
I love that this fucking when Hansel's talking to the guy, there's a cop in the background scrolling on his phone.
Facebooking on his phone. He's probably on Grindr.
I'll be the nearest match on Grindr. There's a funny scene in
Hansen's phone starts going off. Wait a minute. Let me silence that.
What was the Amy Schumer movie? Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
And John Cena's in it for a bit.
Yeah.
And they're in a movie theater and they're arguing.
Yeah.
And the joke with Cena's character throughout the whole movie is he's gay and just won't say it.
Yeah.
He's just kind of pretending. So they're in the movie theater fighting, and he gets up to storm out, and he goes, "If you need me, I'll be the closest match on Grindr." And he fucking storms out. It's so funny. Oh shit!
In the chat, you did, yeah.
Why do you even get involved with this?
Because that's who I am. I want to
a predator. That's who you are. As a predator.
Yeah, I'm a predator because.
Well, look at you.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I said I texted her very clearly. I said I will not have sex with anybody.
That's not what you said. I have the chance.
Okay.
Some of the things you did say though include, "I'd love to fuck you, babe. Do you squirt?"
Gee whiz, man. Have you noticed in every house they go to, they got a picture of this guy?
You know what? Yes.
And I do not know who that is. I wish I knew who the fuck that was.
Is that like their running gag or something?
I don't know. It's got to be something. But he was in the one we watched today, too.
Yeah,
Brock.
He was
in that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just told me to come to this address.
To come to this address?
Yeah, I just came from work.
And what were you supposed to do here?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you just, Jose called and said, "Hey,
yeah,
just for fun, Jesus, go to this address and see what happens." Is that it? That's your story?
Yeah.
And why would you possibly do that?
Where does she think you are right now?
At home.
At home.
Again, it's another great big fucking fat guy. Jesus Christ.
But you're here trying to suck dick and have anal sex with a 15-year-old boy.
Gee whiz.
That's clean.
That is
drop,
clean
Chris
as a whistle. Wow.
You talked about oral sex.
She here to suck dick and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out
of
bubble gum.
You think you are right now?
At home?
At home.
Yep.
But you're here trying to suck dick and have anal sex with a 15-year-old boy.
Gee whiz. I like it better when it just fucking comes right out with it.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and suck dick and have anal sex, and I'm all out of bubble
gum. I am all out of bubble gum.
You talked about oral sex.
No, she,
you'll say
oral sex.
Don't she me. And all the while you're driving over here, John,
You, the massage therapist.
Looking motherfucker.
He really is a fucking, ought to be carrying a comically undersized coffin through a graveyard. This cocksucker.
Is apparently massaging yourself, taking pictures of your penis and sending them to someone who you think is a 15-year-old girl.
Purple-headed warrior.
Oh, boy.
You're standing here naked with your penis in your hand.
Okay, so...
As God intended.
Why would anybody send a picture of a penis to somebody who said they were 14 years old? Why would you do that?
Well,
please. Es un problema.
What do you think I want
to
do?
I think you wanted to have sex with a teenage girl. Well, otherwise, what other conclusion can I come to?
I know what you're saying, but I can't.
I've heard that excuse before.
Oh, I can't do it.
It's not an excuse.
It's not enough that you can't get hard on, but then Hanson mocking your fucking lack of... I fucking wish I couldn't get a hard on. Fucking hell.
Well, I've heard it before.
Having her butt played with?
Yeah. It's just nodding. Oh, he's got some circles under those eyes, man. Hanson is tired.
Yeah.
You were game for that.
What if he told you?
I was just here to help her out, dude.
I mean, their sights aren't on there.
Yeah, but you got to go looking for them.
I know.
They don't just jump out cliff. No. There's girls having sex here.
No,
come more and join me.
I've seen them.
And what did you want to do with the girl tonight?
Legally, 21 is what I saw initially. I swear I...
This guy came straight from the set of Clerks in 1993.
I'm not even supposed to be
supposed to be here. All right, Randall, relax. Fucking Dante, relax.
I got the info originally.
This guy's already trying his own case, working on his defense.
Really is.
See him
on
the Wait a minute. Who brought the Faygo? Grandpa? Grandpa brought the Faygo.
Yeah, he did.
He's a big spender.
Yeah, well.
Hey, yeah. Faygo was 2 for 1.
Well, you have to look for them. They don't just pop in.
You probably drink the other one on the way there, that fat fuck.
Your Google search by...
I know.
Yes,
I
like to. You like to joke. I can teach you how to suck if you want me to. What kind of joke is that?
Yeah, she asked if I wanted to stay the night.
And what did you tell her?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, would you like me to refresh your memory?
Yes.
You say, we're going to fuck all night.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh. No, you're not.
Look at me, Chris. You think that's really happening?
Buddy. He's got the cardiovascular conditioning of a fucking sloth. This guy is not fucking a girl all night long.
That fat bastard's heart ain't taking that kind of action.
Buddy, he's dead before daylight. Which could also be a show title.
Do you remember that now?
Yeah.
No,
very aggressive.
Because I thought that's
That guy got fucked up.
That guy didn't go quietly at first.
His nose is bleeding. The side of his head's all. I hope they fucking beat the balls off
of
him.
I'd like to see this one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
The person wants you.
What the 13-year-old boy wanted?
Get out of my face! I don't know who you are.
You're sounding like a predator.
Get out of my face!
¿Cómo se dice en español? I want to suck and kiss all over your pussy until you squirt in my mouth.
Well, the heart wants what it wants. What can I tell you, folks?
You said that. Did you bring marijuana with you?
No, I did not.
Did you bring condoms?
No, because I was going...
Attaboy.
Is that guy got his hat, his ski mask? Is he got a ski mask on or something?
I don't know.
Or...
I can't tell.
It's mush mouth from... I'm just a human, a great girl. Wait, that was Bill.
Talk a girl.
So you're just going to have bareback. That's what BB means, right? BB cream pie is bareback cream pie.
Gee whiz.
Are those better than the Little Debbie cream pies?
Much. I mean, not the taste, but.
A little salty.
A little salty on the back end, but.
No shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I hear, but I'll never know.
No. For $60 for a blowjob, you said.
Well.
And the woman said.
He was going to charge
No. I don't think he was going to charge her, buddy. I think
okay.
$60 is, you know.
Her niece is 15 years old. Do you have a problem with that? 15 años? No problema.
Have you hooked up with underage girls before?
He was on season 3 of Dexter.
He really is fucking... He's the dollar store that's fucking...
Yimmy Smits. Dexter, hombre.
I can't take it. Dexter, hombre. Dexter, you must show me the code. Andale.
No,
well, don't look at me like that.
And I made a mistake.
Dude, your fucking barber made a mistake. My fucking hairline is fighting for fucking life.
A mistake is driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Did he invent Facebook? He's got that ghostly fucking white fucking Zuckerberg look.
Is getting involved.
What's wrong?
This is horrific.
Through my computer.
You think I'm having a hard time keeping up with this?
Where are these packets?
I wish he'd fall over.
What is a
skull open. Just breaks his neck.
And Chris goes... Hey, we clean up an aisle 4 here.
Sounds about right.
Bring in the next one.
Look it up. If you can't tell me what a packet is, I can't really help you.
So you're a computer expert. And why did you choose the words cut or uncut?
Just to be playful.
Just to be playful. With a 15-year-old girl.
Do I look stupid to you?
Oleg from Clarkson.
Clam up, Silent Bob. Clam up.
Olaf Berserker.
Berserk.
Do you want to suck my cock, Berserk?
Right now, yes.
Ooh.
I look stupid?
Yes.
I'm the stupid one.
Kick his ass.
I did not see that text.
You, the registered sex offender,
it doesn't matter.
And I was just, I hear about this on TV where girls are in trouble. And I was just...
You know what else you hear about on TV?
What?
Fellas trying to meet underage girls for sex.
Is that Pee-wee's Big Adventure plan on the TV behind him? It is.
I was really trying to identify what that was. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It sure is.
Where girls are in trouble. And I was just...
You know what else you hear about on TV?
What?
Fellas trying to meet.
It really is Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Which I guess is appropriate if you're going to go fuck a 14-year-old.
Yes.
That's a good eye, Jeff. Oh, yeah. I was sitting there trying to figure out what that was. That's a good eye.
Underage girls for sex.
I know, but I wasn't.
I'm Chris Hansen. And we do stories on men who try to meet kids for sex. Oh. Have you seen?
I'm Chris Hansen. And you are Thin John Fetterman. And the thing is...
John Fetterman. That's a good one.
Seen those stories? To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen?
I don't watch. No. And I...
Now you're
when
on.
When do you think I have time to watch TV? Yeah. I'm fucking trolling for underage pussy on the internet.
I have no time for this.
I thought of that before you walked into this house to have oral sex with a 15-year-old girl and then have her urinate on you. It's going to be on.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have, let's be honest about it, folks. I mean.
A show called Takedown with Chris Hansen. It's a show about men who prey upon children. And you're the one who just got taken down, Willie.
Did you know there are literally
Takatone, Willie. Oh,
Omaha.
Literally hundreds of more episodes, either in production or available right now.
So good, man.
God damn it.
Jesus, fuck. You know,
we could do another whole episode just on this shit.
Yeah.
It's the best thing he ever did with this bit was take it off of Dateline and give it its own fucking platform.
Fucking and sucking, whatever he was talking about. That's the way, man. That's good stuff. Fucking hell. Oh, good. Have we got that out of our system?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Needed that.
Yeah, we really did need that. Oh, and with that, it is just about 6 o'clock on the East Coast. That's kind of my typical departure time.
You're out.
And with that, we will cut it. We'll see you next week. Maybe? I don't know what the fuck is going on in real life.
Maybe the
Terminator timeline assholes.
Maybe the chicken stand will call you this week. God, I hear they've got an opening. Yes.
Well, at this point, I'd have to take it.
You'd show up, though, and Grog would be your boss.
I'm out of the joint, man.
I'm not taking orders from this fucking kid toucher. Pothead idiot. Get fucked. Anyways, we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.